The two parcels, totaling just over 2 acres, are along Haugen Drive between that road and the Hammer and Weekon Shopping Center. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht said staff thought both parcels would be valuable as Commercial 1 zoned land.
So the question is rather than leaving it open space, turn that into a commercial corridor right there. That's pretty valuable property right there in that area. And that would be the concept behind letting it also go to C1, so that that whole corner as well as the uplands from there would be available for commercial sale.
Commercial 1 zoning allows retail businesses, hotels, office and government buildings, and RV parks, among other uses. That's a big change from its current state as open space, which is required to stay undeveloped. Local resident Aaron Miller thought the assembly should make the change.
Rezoning this area is a better use than open space. It'll give the borough some money, and like I said, I think we need more of it in town. There's quite a few examples of poorly zoned properties.
The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended changing only one of the parcels to commercial zoning, keeping the land on the corner of Haugen and 12th Street as open space. Giesbrecht said the borough has not had any interest in any businesses purchasing that corner parcel, but the other land closer to the post office has drawn interest. Assemblymember Bob Lynn moved to amend the proposed ordinance to change only the land closer to the post office and keep the corner lot open space.
Because I think that really needs to be remained open space, at least, you know, for the time being, because that is a safety issue of being able to see around that and doing something.
The zoning on that parcel can still be changed by the assembly at a later date through another ordinance. And building official Joe Bertagnoli told the assembly the borough could also just choose not to sell that land.
Now, we would still own Section B, and we could choose to just hold on to it forever if we wanted to, you know. But now that was the idea, I believe, in rezoning the whole thing right now. So if anything ever did want to get developed on that corner, that we wouldn't have to go through this process again.
The parcel that would remain as open space is also the home for the high school's sign that was moved up the hill on Haugen Drive during sidewalk and paving work this year. Lynn's amendment to keep that corner lot undeveloped passed 6-0. New assembly member Eric Castro was not at the meeting. The vote was also 6-0 for the amended ordinance in its second reading, and it still needs one more approval before the change goes through. In another zoning decision, the assembly gave Aaron and Katrina Miller until July 15th of next year to remove fishing gear stored on their single-family residential land on Arness Heights Drive, about 2 miles south of downtown. The assembly last week voted down the Miller's appeal of the borough's order to remove that gear. Jay Stanton Greger said he liked the July 15th date for a couple of reasons.
One, gives the Millers time to work for solutions with planning and zoning and later the assembly. And two, it doesn't feel punitive. I think through this process, things can feel punishing at times. I don't think that's the role of the assembly to be punishers or be punitive in our rulings. And I think that gives, 9 months, give or take. And I'm assuming an adequate amount of time to take the necessary steps. So I'll definitely be voting for this.
The assembly voted unanimously to approve a written decision on last week's appeal that includes that July 15th deadline. In other news, Petersburg's Planning Commission nearly has a full roster with the appointment of local resident Yancey Nilsson. That leaves just one seat still open on that commission. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.